Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, the last one in January 2011. And we are going to be talking today about your health and wellness. I want to remind you that we broadcast live stream on the internet at richarddugan.com. We archive these radio programs as well so that you can go back and listen to them again and again if you missed something. I know that I've had an opportunity to do that myself. I've taken the occasion because it's like, they said something that was so interesting during the interview, and I have to go back and listen to it because it was quite impactful, and we certainly encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity as well. We also encourage you to email if you have any suggestions, comments, concerns, questions, or if you have some ideas for guests. We're always open to that. Richard at richarddugan.com is the email. Richard at richarddugan.com. And believe it or not, I have finally, I guess you could say, gotten on the bandwagon a little bit. I'm testing it out to see what happens. But I do have a Twitter account, at Richard Dugan, on the Twitter website for people and letting people know about the radio program and the guests upcoming. I'm not going to be doing a lot of Twittering. If you'd like to follow, that's where I am, at Richard Dugan, at Richard Dugan, and check that out. I'm also on Facebook as well, but I've been there for over a year at the invitation of one of my previous guests, and I don't go there that often. I'm working, folks. I'm busy doing the things that I need to be doing. I don't have time to do a lot of Twittering or Facebooking or checking the wall or whatever it is. But I'm trying. I'm working on it, and hopefully we'll get better at it and keep you apprised of what's happening. But I don't know why. It just seems to me that my website, richarddugan.com, seems to be sufficient because that's where the schedule is and the radio shows. So take your pick. You can either go to Facebook, you can either go to Twitter, at Richard Dugan, or you can go to richarddugan.com and check out all the information, as well as our guests, such as the folks who are here from the Chari Center of Health. We have Deepak and Rupa Chari along with Mani, and we're here talking about alternative forms of health and the work that they do here in the Santa Barbara area. And I want to welcome both of you to the program. It's certainly a pleasure to see both of you here because you are caring for Mani, who fell a few weeks ago and broke her wrist. And originally, Deepak, when we talked, it was you going to be here and Rupa would be on the phone. And I thought, well, okay, I mean, we'll work with that. And the next thing I know, you both, all three of you, show up here at the station. And that's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having us, Richard.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You two have this wonderful facility over on North De La Vina.
Yes.
Actually, you don't say north here. That's right, because the ocean is zero. So you just go up the hill on De La Vina between Victoria and Anapamu.
Yes, yes.
It's called the Chari Center of Health, not for health, but of health.
Yes. Yes.
First of all, how did you, how and when, the who, what, when, where, how, why of the Chari Center as far as the two of you deciding to go in together to create this opportunity for people to work on their stuff, get through the real causes of their dis-ease, and move forward? Because, Rupa, you are an MD, correct?
Yes. Board certified in internal medicine.
And Deepak?
I'm a certified biofeedback specialist.
Okay, so and give me a little history.
Absolutely.
Well, it all started actually when we were growing up. Our mother, Mrs. Manichari, always talked to us about natural healing, would treat us with natural remedies, and would bring in phenomenal people from India, saints, yogis, and healers who would talk to us about using natural remedies, mind-body medicine, energy medicine.
And where was this?
And this was in Toledo, Ohio. We both were born and raised in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My father came in 1955 to study at University of Michigan, and our mother joined him in 1960. And so he wanted to be near his alma mater, so from Ann Arbor, Toledo was only 45 minutes south, and that's how we were, are from Toledo.
All their education, everything was done there.
Okay. Now, Mani is from India?
Yes.
From and your father?
And father,
also.
Yes. Both from South India, a state called Andhra Pradesh.
And they immigrated here in the 50s?
Yes.
And are they natural? Is Mani a citizen or she's?
Yes, she's a citizen.
Ah.
She's a citizen, I think, was in the 70s.
Wonderful. And so the two of you, it almost sounds a little bit like, although we didn't have the gurus and the sages come in to our home, but my mother also worked very hard to, she won't acknowledge to this day that she gave us cod liver oil by the spoonful. Every morning before school, it was either oatmeal or cream of wheat, some warm breakfast, and a spoonful of cod liver oil, and eventually it went into the little capsules. But those were the kinds of things. She made her own yogurts.
Wow,
I mean, matter of fact, homemade eggnog during the holidays. Actually, we had it year round if we wanted it. And she would just make it right there in the blender. She had a recipe. It was great. They don't make it like that in the stores. I like the store bought, but I still remember what my mother says like. But that seems to be the case here, that your mother was an incredible influence.
Yes.
So why, I'll call it orthodox medicine. And why not, Deepak? I mean, you both of you took two different paths to get to the same place.
Yes, yes. My sister is a medical doctor, as she mentioned, board-certified internal medicine, and I'm a certified biofeedback specialist, but my original background is in engineering. I got a Bachelor of Science and a Master of Science in engineering, so I was definitely on the left brain path, so to speak. But I always had this feeling I wanted to use my right brain, that is the creativity aspect, and I was always interested in alternative healing.
Mm-hmm.
So when Rupa got her degree, Rupa was always thinking of alternative holistic healing, but in that conventional medical model, that's not something you see.
Yeah.
And in fact, the amount of time devoted to nutrition when she's doing her medical school was how much time?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Can
wow.
you believe that?
In a four-year program.
So and that was she felt I think more time needs to be spent than that on nutrition itself and many other areas. So that's where the energetic medicine concept came into my head of how I can use my background in engineering and somehow connect with her. And so she left that conventional practice, and I left my conventional engineering job, and we decided to put our heads together and in a union. And that's what formed the Chari Center of Health in 1999. And we basically are trying to use innovative, natural, holistic techniques using both the technologies and holistic methods, techniques, mind-body techniques, and nutrition all together. It's a synergistic approach.
Yeah. And yet you're also constantly adding too. But there are our times, wouldn't you acknowledge, Rupa, that you need the orthodox
Absolutely.
Medical practice? For example, Mani fell.
Yes.
Broke her wrist. What could you do for her other
No.
than take her to the emergency room and go that route?
Definitely. We always say we believe in the blend of the best of all worlds, both traditional
okay.
allopathic medicine and complementary alternative medicine. So combining the best of all worlds. Actually, our mother just fell last week and just had the surgery last week.
Wow.
So we did everything conventionally, went to the ER, orthopedic surgeon saw her, had surgery the next day. And then since then, we've been using our nutritional supplements, remedies, mind-body techniques, and incredible technologies to accelerate the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And just yesterday, she went for a checkup, and they removed the cast, and they were amazed at how incredibly fast it's healing with decreased swelling, edema. And so we already saw the proof of all of that, combining the best of all worlds.
So what have you been doing for her, to use this case, if you will, since she broke her wrist? What have you been doing in addition to the initial care to help speed that up? Or is this something that, because she's been involved and alternative health has been part of her life for many years, this is just an end result that healing process is faster and so forth?
Yes. She was in an excellent state of health, and I think that's why definitely that was attributed to all the years before of nutrition and yoga and all the practices that she's put into effect. But we accelerated this process with incredible nutritional remedies and also with using mind-body techniques to still the mind and relieve stress. And then Deepak's using just incredible technologies, some of which we just acquired within the past 3 weeks.
Yes, wow. There's some real recent technologies, which is fantastic for muscle reeducation, maintaining increasing range of motion for people who couldn't move their joints in years.
Mm.
Can prevent retardation of atrophy in the muscles, release fluid from the muscles. You know, there's been studies that even people who are going to get their legs or arms amputated because of lack of blood flow, this technology could actually prevent that. It's been proven to do that.
Wow.
So it's pretty unbelievable. And that's the technology we're using on her.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's benefited her tremendously. And it can benefit so many other people as well.
In terms of, now, I can honestly say that I've had the opportunity to visit your facility on, I think, two or three occasions. We're sort of in a process here. And I have to say that until until I went to your office, I had no clue as to what my blood pressure was. It wasn't concerning me. I mean, I wasn't thinking about it. But the moment you took my blood pressure, and almost to this day, that's all I can think about is my blood pressure. And that's why I used to take, you notice I said used to take, the perspective or the position, I just don't want to know. If I've got something ravaging my insides, I don't want to know. But what's interesting is I've gone the traditional medical route as well, because my wife was very concerned that it was way too, I mean, she's worked in cardiology for 30 plus years. And she said, we're not waiting any longer. So got in, saw the doctor. He took my blood pressure, and it was, I think it was 184 over 115. I mean, that was significantly high. I think she used the phrase, you're in the stroke zone. And so they gave me some medication. I take once a day. And the very day, the very next day after I had taken the medication, two things happened that I don't know that I've shared with either of you yet. I woke up that morning and I couldn't have been more hyper. I mean, I as a matter of fact, and since then this is my regimen every morning now. I get up and I go in and I do the dishes from the day before. I start the breakfast with oatmeal. By the way, we're now using steel cut.
Wonderful.
Get the dogs fed, the cats fed. I check on the chickens, and then we start getting ready for work. And out the door we go, and I take my pill in that morning. But that first morning, I'm sitting there doing the dishes, and my wife walks up to me, and Amrita says, "Are you hyper?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so." But it's come down. But she checked my blood pressure that morning. It was 120 over 86. Now, the doctors have run all kinds of tests, and they can't find the cause. But you and I have talked, and the cause is I have allowed the outside world, outside of me, to get to me a little too much, and that's why my blood pressure went up. Because I have no problem with my blood, my cholesterol, all of those different things. And Deepak, mm-hmm. You have some incredible computer technology.
Yes.
Now, is some of this that you've designed, or you have come across it in your practice?
Yes. Well, this is technology I've come across. I've met several different inventors of these various different technologies, which work excellent for working on deep emotional issues and clearing emotional trauma from your psyche, and actually helping to balance the brain and your reaction to different thoughts that normally would trigger you. And it's a retraining process, you know. It's like a reconditioning process, but it's very effective. And so I have different technologies for that. Absolutely.
What was it you said to me, Rupa? We were chatting one afternoon, and having to do with I think it was you that said this about how we grow up and our adult life is spent undoing all of the mess that was created in our childhood. Something like that.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes. A lot of what we went through as a child, we've internalized, and unconsciously we're acting out on them as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes it's really important to go back and to really honestly look at what is affecting us, because many times the stresses in our life and how we act and react are actually due to subconscious triggers from events from the past. So if we can work on clearing that, and yeah, there's wonderful techniques available now from so many different incredible healers, practitioners like Dr. Roger Callahan, Dr. Richard Bandler, that when, you know, used and implemented can really create a shift and perspective and how we perceive what occurred. It doesn't change the events that occurred, but how we perceive them and how we act and react. So when we're kind of faced with similar kind of situations as adults, that changes how we act and react, and that changes how we internalize and the stressors.
Now, I'm curious about the two of you in terms of your level of health, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, in relation to the work that you're doing. You're helping people like me to undo a lot of the to let go of or lose in the baggage department some of the baggage that I have gathered over the years, especially from childhood. But what about the two of you? Have you even needed to use the machines, the technology, as you like to use the term, Deepak, to clear this stuff so that your focus is clearer on your, and are they patients, clients?
We call them clients, but okay. Yeah. Yeah, we call them clients, and they often become friends after, you know, a short time because it's like this bonding occurs. But yeah, absolutely, you know. Everyone, it's basically, if you take the emotion down to its core essence, it's stress. Mm-hmm. Because like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says up to 90% of doctor visits in the U.S. are triggered by stress-related responses, mm-hmm. which are these emotional responses you're talking about. So these technologies work very well on this issue, because if you go to the source of the stress, the emotional stress, mm-hmm. and remove that component, then everything else is on the playing field. Often the issues usually resolved. Or they can deal with it and they can see everything in front of them. And the key is that even if stressful events are present in front of them after using these technologies, they won't react to them in the same way they would have in the past. And that's the secret.
Hmm. And all the techniques and technologies we learned, we first used on ourselves first because mm-hmm. we had issues as,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
From adulthood.
In spite of the wonderful alternative input.
In spite of our wonderful upbringing. Yes. We used every one of these technologies on ourselves completely and worked on ourselves thoroughly before we worked
and
on any client.
And continue to do so.
Yeah, yeah. We continue to do so.
Because the analogy of peeling the onion still applies. No matter how far down you go, you're still in need of peeling back more layers to get rid of those things.
Yes, that's what we found. That's what we found.
We've had people on this program in the past who have talked about these kinds of technologies. And I think I shared with you, both of you actually, one gentleman, Stephen Lewis, who wrote the book Sanctuary, Pathway to Consciousness. And he has, and I believe he's located in Las Vegas now. He moved from California. And he has a computer program where he takes your photograph. And because it still contains your energetic pattern, he can scan it with this particular program that he has and send to you absentee, if you will, the energies that are needed, the frequencies to counter, say, the out-of-balance frequencies. Now, the technologies that you showed me, Deepak, are, I think, along the same lines. However, you do it with the person right there.
Yeah, I do it with the person right there. Essentially, that the one technology you're referring to, it will actually connect to the person's subconscious directly, mm-hmm. bypassing the conscious reasoning mind. And the person could be sleeping during the whole session. And it'll find out what the stressors are in those mental, emotional, physical areas and actually send the opposite frequency to counteract those stressful frequencies so it'll collapse them. You can think of it like noise-canceling headphones. Mm-hmm. The noise is still around you, but you don't hear it because you're sending the opposite frequency to cancel it.
Right.
Imagine you do that with trillions of different stressors in your field and do it at a thousandth of a second for each one of them, which is what this technology can do. Your conscious mind is not even aware of what's going on. But by the end of a 45-minute session, the person feels very relaxed and very calm and very centered and able to deal with what's going on in their life.
And you can do this also with the things that we take into our bodies for hydration and nutrition, so that those things will be more beneficial for us, or if something is quote unquote contaminated, and we, who's to say what level, you know, what that really means, but nonetheless, it can adjust those frequencies, if you will, counter the negative frequencies, so that those things are more beneficial for you.
Right,
too?
Right. No matter what they're taking, it's going to help the absorption of those of those nutritional products, so they take much, much more. It's going to enhance the absorption of those nutritional products, and they're going to get more benefits from it.
We would help if I turned that up. There we go. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we're talking with Deepak and Rupa Chari, and they are of the Chari Center of Health, and it's located, I believe it's 1215 De La Vina here
yes.
in Santa Barbara, California.
Yes.
And people can go to your website, charicenterofhealth.com.
Charicenter.com, actually.
Just charicenter.com.
Yes.
And they can find out more information about the technologies available, find out about the two of you, actually the three of you, because Manny works in the office as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that you can get information about some of the products as well that you, you offer. Matter of fact, there was one that you gave me, BP Max Ultimate or something like that for blood pressure.
Yes, BP. Yes, yeah. Ultimate BP.
And you and I talked about that because of the concern on the part of my wife over my blood pressure at the moment. We obviously went the orthodox way. But what you gave me was something that eventually it would have done the same thing. And that's the thing about natural health, not an alternative per se, but in this case, the natural health, because I did read what ingredients were contained in it, that it takes it's not a quick fix.
Right. This won't be a quick fix, and we use it with conventional medication. Mm-hmm. And then over a period of time, it may take a few weeks, we can then start to lower the dosage of the pharmaceutical medication and sometimes even get off of it.
I was just going to ask you about that as well. Between the two of you, there's a part of me that feels as though the things that you are doing and that you want to accomplish are basically to go out of business if it were even possible. If it were possible for you to take care of everybody, so to speak, heal them all, and I know you acknowledge that you don't actually do that, but you see where I'm going with this. I think most doctors would want to go out of business eventually. I've helped everybody, and they have maintained their health and their wellness.
That's the goal.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back to talk with Beth McDonald, our astrological and astronomical assignment editor. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Don't go away.
You have a message that others can benefit from, a meditation to share, a talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present, a workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
If you're looking for a general contractor to hang a door or build your multi-million dollar facility, talk to Armstrong Associates that specializes in both residential and commercial construction. I'm Steve Cushman, president of the Santa Barbara Region Chamber of Commerce. We're proud that Armstrong Associates, a five-time Builder of the Year award winner, was recently named one of the 20 fastest growing companies in the Tri-Counties. Armstrong Associates provides a broad range of building, consulting, and construction services for simple to elaborate commercial and residential projects. They specialize in green building construction, and they excel at assisting architectural firms with timely, cost-efficient design and budget criteria, while working closely with clients, government agencies, and the general public to ensure quality from start to finish. Looking for a general contractor who is dedicated to exceeding desires and expectations? Contact Bill Shields at Armstrong Associates 569-6170 or armassoc.com.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you. Oh, won't you walk with me and talk with me?
This is Tell Me Your Story. I forgot I changed the the music, and it's much shorter now. Beth McDonald, how are you doing this afternoon?
Excellent, Richard. Excellent. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. And, of course, we are joined by Deepak and Arupa Chari, as well as Mani Chari of the Chari Center of Health. And we're talking about, of course, alternative health, but we're also talking with you about things that are going on in the universe, as it were. And we, as I've often said, I let the universe ask the questions. And the basic one right now is, here we are, and my mind spins at the fact that we're at January 29th, 2011.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Weren't we just talking back in October, November about about retrograde coming in December and all that stuff? And now, boom, here we are at the end of January.
Past it. I told you we'd get past it.
I'm amazed that we did.
Yeah, I was so
I wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
So what's on the horizon? I know that we have a very, and I say it's a very special day coming up on Wednesday. It is a monumental day because it is my wife's birthday.
Awesome.
But it is also a special day. February 2nd is a very powerful day, astrologically speaking. And tell us about this. We have a new moon, but it also has a Celtic origin.
Yes, this is the midway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. We're exactly like 6 weeks from either side. And it's said to be a window into the other worlds. The Celtic pagans called it Imbolc. The Catholics later made it Candlemas. But it's still a winter festival, so that we're focused on finding the light inside that inspires us, the light that connects us, and the lights outside that do the same thing, the God within, the God without, the community within, the community without. And it's exceptionally powerful now because it happens on the new moon. The Chinese New Year is the next day. So there's this very powerful recurring theme of new beginnings. And I might add one other thing regarding what you mentioned earlier about the retrogrades.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is also a really rare period where there is only one retrograding planet.
This
never happens. This just, so you can get a lot of forward movement. You can get a lot of traction, which is what people want this time of year, and is exactly what you guys were talking about, you know, succeeding at these different health goals.
Yeah. Now, I'm also curious as to the work that you do specifically. Obviously, you contribute to this program, and we're most appreciative of that. But you also provide assistance, I'll call it alternative forms of support in your own way.
Yes. Yes, I am a psychic and an astrologer, and for those of you who might not know, there are indicators in the astrological charts for different health issues. And so, you know, some of them you're born with, some of them are temporary things to teach you things, and I often work very closely with health professionals around common clients' health goals. I do a lot of legal work. I do a lot. Mainly my clients are professional people who are trying to find work-life balance, you know, and I come in with whatever tools they, you know, whatever I have in my tool bag that they need, you know, it's right there.
Right. Now, I received an email, and I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to find it quickly enough, but it made reference to some changes to or in the Western astrology. Information has come up. Now,
so glad you mentioned
enlighten
this.
Us on what this is all about. I just found the email.
This is the biggest Donnybrook in astrology right now. It is just absolutely fantastic. It's really good. It's really going to move the field forward. I am so excited about this.
The changing of the zodiac signs.
Well, it's not changing. It has always been there. You know, Ophiuchus has always been there. It's just that some astrologers don't use him. Some astrologers, you know, astrologers.
And what's his name again?
Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus.
O-P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S.
And who is he?
Well, he is the serpent bearer, and depending on whose ephemeris you use, some people say he falls between Libra and Scorpio, And some say he falls between Scorpio and Sagittarius. And so, and some people say he falls between Sagittarius and Capricorn. And so he's been around since the Babylonian times. Ptolemy wrote about him. It's just that not everybody uses him. Now, what happened was Professor Park Kunkel, who teaches at the Minnesota Community and Technical College and who's also on the board of directors at the Minnesota Planetarium Society, was interviewed by the Minnesota Star Tribune last month about something completely different. And he happened to mention this astronomical event about how the universe is expanding and it puts more emphasis on those other astrological methods. And that is the thing that the Associated Press latched onto. And it made CNN, it made Jon Stewart. It's just absolutely fascinating. I have talked with his secretary. I'm scheduling an interview for an upcoming article on this in the Carpinteria Coastal View News, who I also write for. But it could not be more entertaining in a way. We're calling it the Odd Odyssey of Ophiuchus, how a twist of fate gave the 13th sign his 15 minutes of fame. Because it doesn't change anything in Western astrology. If you change from using Western astrology to certain types of sidereal astrology, then you're changing. It's like the equivalent of changing from being a Baptist to a Lutheran.
Ah,
you know
okay.
what I mean? It's like you're changing your astrological faith.
Yeah.
And it's up to you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And it's really empowering. I'm telling everybody, don't panic. This is about education and empowerment, and it's history, you know?
And they can find out more at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com?
Yes, they can.
All right. And I thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard. We will be
talking to you again next week.
Rockin'.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye now.
That is Beth McDonald and BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. I'm Richard Dugan. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be talking more about the Chari Center of Health.
The Chari Center of Health with Deepak and Ropa Chari bring you this January health tip.
Here's today's Chari Center of Health powerful quick tip for natural weight loss. Water lowers the amount of fat stored in your body. Drink water to lose weight. Try to drink a minimum of 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Water is the safest and most effective weight loss supplement on the market today. Being even 1% dehydrated can cause a significant drop in metabolism, which can also interfere with weight loss. Here's how. If you drink enough water, your kidneys will do their job of excreting toxic waste products from your body, and your liver can focus 100% on burning stored fat for energy. So the more water you drink, the less fat you'll store in your body, and the less water you drink, the more fat you'll store in your body. So drink at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Other benefits in addition to a better metabolism include great complexion and better muscle tone. Here's another secret. Water prevents you from overeating. Water creates that feeling of fullness and helps to suppress your appetite. Just drinking one glass of water 30 minutes before a meal is a good way to keep you from overeating at a particular meal and enhances your digestion. Preventing overeating, which is one of the main causes of weight gain, will not only help you maintain your current body weight, but will also help you to lose weight.
And water has zero calories. If you substitute all your sodas, coffee, teas, and beer for a glass of water, you could lose a good amount of weight. If you were to replace 2 bottles of soda with 2 bottles of water every day, you would be cutting 500 calories from your daily diet and potentially lose a pound a week. So be sure to drink at least 64 ounces of water throughout the day for the benefits of weight loss, to prevent overeating, and to increase your metabolism.
Take your health to the next level for the new year. Go to charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com. Or call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111.
New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, and this is Tell Me Your Story, and we are here with Deepak and Rupa and Mani Chari, and Mani is here with us, and you had a fall earlier in the week, and you're healing well. I'm curious, how are you feeling, as I say, just a few moments before you fell? You were feeling fine, right?
Yes, that was a freak accident. We were taking a walk, and I didn't see the curb. And I just hit the curb and just fell forward.
Ouch. And so afterwards, there was a great deal of pain, which they could have just given you a bunch of pain pills and said, hey, that's no big deal. Just walk it off.
I really didn't have much pain because my daughter is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so immediately she took me home and took to the hospital.
Right.
But I was not in pain.
No pain?
No, I mean, I have a lot of tolerance for pain.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And I would take it that you have used a lot of the technologies that your son and daughter
Oh, my God. Soon after they put the cast and we came home, they have been using all our technologies, what we have. And I didn't have any swelling of fingers or hand and no pain. And it healed very fast.
Yeah.
And they were surprised when they saw my hand.
Now, when these two were growing up, as they've shared with us, you know, you shared with them as they were children all of these different alternative health methods and the herbs and so on and so forth. Where did you learn about these things?
Well, in India, you know, most of the families have an Ayurvedic background. And in my case, my grandmother's father was a very famous Ayurvedic doctor. So in our home, everything is very much Ayurvedic. We ate Ayurvedic food, Ayurvedic treatment, Ayurvedic living, you know, the lifestyle and everything. So it was just a way of living, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And so it was carried on in the family. So I just followed the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to this country, I really didn't find any need to change. Like, you know, we are very strict vegetarians. And so a lot of people used to say, this was about 50 years ago, then we thought we'll be malnutrition, we don't have enough protein and all that. But I used to tell them, you know, Indian cuisine is such a great, with all the spices and all that, you get all nutrients and vitamins and healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we were brought up. So I said, no, we are doing fine. But I never find it any need to change.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I absolutely love the tandoori chicken and the naan. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
When Deepak and Rupa decided to go into practice together, if you will, I guess that's the right term.
Mm-hmm.
What were your feelings about that?
Oh, it was great. Actually, let me tell you one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a family. We have several traditional medical doctors. My brother-in-law was a very famous medical doctor in India, and all his children are doctors, and their wives are doctors, and they're in Houston, and they work in a very large hospitals and with famous doctors. So, you know, it's the traditional medicine is in our family.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because of our hereditary, we carried our Ayurvedic tradition also, so that we all carried, like my sisters and myself, so that's what we mm-hmm. practiced. So we have both, actually. And of course, medicine is very, very important, you know. That's why Rupa wanted to become a doctor. I encouraged her very much. I said that's the greatest thing. So, and she was very much interested in doing to medicine and help people and all.
I'm curious as to the three of you, your spiritual roots.
We were basically raised not in a traditional religious doctrine or dogma, but both our mother and father always taught us about a universal God,
mm-hmm.
and that is full of unconditional love and that is present in everyone and everything. So that is how we were raised, honestly.
I may add to that. I never told my children to pray this God or that God. We always used to say God.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when Rupa was like a baby, like a year old or something, when she started to speak a little bit, I got a book for her, God Loves Me.
Mm-hmm.
And that book, I had to read her at least 20 times before she went to bed. Both children, they say, God loves me. That's how we pray to God, as a God. We never said, this is God, that is God.
Mm-hmm.
God, only God.
Did you find it difficult at all bringing the Ayurvedic and strict vegetarian lifestyle here to the States? Was it difficult for you to maintain that here?
Oh, yes. It was very difficult. Believe me, 50 years ago, they didn't know about ginger, cilantro, and even for that matter, okra. We were in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the very, very important ingredients, they didn't know. I remember one time one lady came on one of the talk show, and she was showing ginger. You see this weird-looking thing? This is very medicinal and very valuable. And she was explaining the benefits of the fresh ginger.
Mm.
So, you know, it was hard because we couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there is only one Indian store in New York. He's Mr. Kalustan. He's from Egypt or something. He used to import the groceries, like our Indian ingredients from India, but mm-hmm. very limited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very hard. So we had to kind of, adjust to supplement with other things. I mean, not really. You cannot substitute fresh ginger with anything else.
Right.
Which
right.
I didn't know. Of course, I wouldn't know.
Now, today, have you found a community that is supportive of this particular lifestyle, or for that matter, maybe not specifically Ayurvedic and vegetarian per se, but just this whole healthy lifestyle? I mean, it seems to be the buzz all over California and sweeping to the east. But as you have told us, Mani, this is nothing new for you and your family and your ancestors.
No, not at all. I was so delighted when I see these things in the stores, and I was so happy. And also another thing I have to tell you, this is kind of some joke. I used to make fresh yogurt.
Ah.
That is so beneficial to you.
Yeah.
So when I was making the yogurt, they used to call it the spoiled milk.
Ah.
And I said, I didn't know how to explain to them, you know, because we just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't explain to them how wonderful it is for your body and for your system. So things like that, yes.
Yeah. I remember my mother making the yogurt and the culture, and she I think this was before she was given a yogurt maker. She had this bowl, put a cloth over it, and it had to sit.
Yeah.
But I don't think it sat in the fridge.
No.
It just sat out.
Yes.
And believe it or not, it was actually very – I mean, it was sour. I mean, there was a sour flavor to it or taste to it.
So.
But she would throw fruits and things like that into it, and maybe a teaspoon of sugar in a bowl or something like that, or other things. Granola. I think we used to throw the granola mix into the yogurt as well. And I seem to recall yogurt popsicles in the summertime. She would mix orange juice with the yogurt, put it in ice trays with usually it was just large toothpicks. And
that's very clever.
Yeah.
So mother knew what to
mother
do.
Knew. That's Yeah. Mother knows. She's still very much alive, such as you, and doing very well.
I mean, you know, in those days, people making yogurt, it was unheard of.
Yeah.
And you see, like, you cannot put it in the refrigerator when yogurt is setting.
Mm-hmm.
It is a culture. It has to grow.
Right.
So it has to be in the room temperature.
Mm-hmm. It is truly extraordinary the things that come to mind as we talk here in terms of what you and Rupa and you, Deepak, grew up with and what I grew up with. And my mother is not from India.
that's so great, actually.
She was a registered nurse, a ravenous reader of books about nutrition and health and caring for your body. And I learned, I guess it was around 15, that the thought in my mind was, okay, I'm 15. And, you know, so from this point forward, everything that I put in, I've got to be careful what I put in. I have to say that, Rupa, in spite of the blood pressure issue that I feel has kind of come and gone to some degree, I'm a very healthy person, which I sort of have always known. So I guess I can look back and say, I guess I did sort of heed that, because my diet has never been locked in. I know a lot of people who grew up on McDonald's or the pizza, or I mean, that was the kind of thing they grew up on. Now, I acknowledge I grew up on and continued to, and haven't for 29 days had any soda, soft drinks.
Excellent.
None. But I grew up with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always had one. I was holding one on my bike, and I even built a cup holder on my bike for the large cups of soda. Let me also ask the two of you to talk a little bit about somebody who wants to come in and talk with you about maybe just their general health. They don't necessarily have a particular condition, but, you know, I have an uneasiness. I'm not sure what it is. I know I should get something checked out. What do you recommend?
Absolutely. If they come in for a consultation, we have literally a 24-page intake form that goes through everything, nutrition,
stresses. Oh, that was the PDF I was supposed to download.
It covers everything.
It does.
It's taken us a few years actually to actually keep – it's been evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's very comprehensive. And that's the initial part of the healing process, to bring to conscious awareness different aspects of their life, different stressors, and to see how it could be affecting whatever condition they have at the present time.
And they can go to charicenter.com.
Yes.
And they can download that and start filling it out.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Many people have told us just by filling out that 24-page form that it was like a catharsis of emotional cleansing, just filling that form out.
Wow.
Because we designed that form, it took us a while to design that form in that way,
mm-hmm.
to really go deep. One person told me, it's so nice to see people who really care for the real person, that everything about them versus just one issue.
Well, I have to be honest, some of the questions, because I forgot to fill it out, and you were so gracious to just ask me the questions, I thought, why is she asking me that? That's none of her business. But there's the patient, client confidentiality. So I thought, okay. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's great that you're taking a look at areas that most people just kind of say, oh no, that has nothing to do with that. What are you? No,
exactly.
You know, you've been drinking too many sodas and you've had too much sodium from the soda water. That's why your blood pressure is skyrocketing. And it was like I knew something inside was saying, no, that is not the reason. Now, that's not a good reason to keep drinking the soft drinks, but I knew that it was something more on an emotional and or spiritual level.
Yes. That's why we try to bring everything to awareness in that intake form itself. And in the initial consultation, we'll go through everything step by step, nutrition, stressors, medications they're on, supplements they're on, you know, emotional issues that have been going on, and kind of look at everything, exercise program. And then from we customize a program based on their individual unique needs from the initial intake mm-hmm. consultation as to which technologies to use, what techniques they need, what nutritional supplements or detoxification programs may be beneficial. We then design a program based on that.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's the synergy of all of these things together, the technologies, the mind-body techniques, the consultation from her to find out what's going on in their life, and the nutritional program. Combining everything is more powerful than the individual items itself.
Yeah.
But and it works pretty effectively and quickly.
Well, I can tell you that I am I thought that when I turned 50 7 months ago that I was going to have this shift, this change, this, you know, I'd crossed the finish line of the first half of my life and now I'm starting on the second half, and not a whole lot happened. I mean, I was still pondering life and asking the questions and so forth. That hadn't changed. And then as I came around into winter, things did start to change. I did start to notice that I thought, I feel like I'm losing my edge. I mean, I was sharing that with you. I really felt like I was slowing down. And my mind started to work on me a little bit in terms of, well, you're 50 now, and it's time for you to start leaning forward and get yourself a cane. And I thought, I don't want to do that. And it was when after I started coming to see you and Deepak, that I did notice a shift and a change. And like I said, that the whole process of the morning ritual mm-hmm. was not that before, but now it is. And there's part of me that goes, I wonder if I can keep doing this every morning. And it's like, I don't think I can help. I don't think I can stop it.
That's great.
And I'm happy for that. And so I would encourage people to get in touch with you through charicenter.com. You're at, again, 1215 De La Vina here in Santa Barbara, California, for those who are in this area or are coming here. You go to the website. Your phone number's there. You have a form you can fill out, not just the 24-page questionnaire, but there's a form you can fill out to inquire and get more information. Your phone number is also on the website as well, and people can get further information. One of the things that I like to do at the end of each program is give my guests an opportunity to answer usually what is the final question of the program. And since we are at about 3 minutes out, I will ask you, it doesn't seem to me that you had much of a choice because of your not just your mother, but your ancestors and what they gave you. Why this? Why now?
Honestly, this was a dream instilled in our consciousness really from childhood. We always knew from that point that it would be really our life's purpose to integrate the best of all worlds, both allopathy and naturopathy, and really delve into the true cause of what their underlying issue may be with by addressing stress and finding the most remarkable techniques, technologies available to do that. That's something that's a passion within our heart, really our
And there's Dharma. Never been a moment when you've said, I wish I had done something else.
Never.
No.
Never.
Deepak?
It just felt true to our heart, yes. Mm-hmm. It felt true to our heart that this is what our passion is and what our purpose is. And we feel so rewarded when we see the results of the work that we do at our office mm-hmm. and see the lives that are changed and the different direction that they're going that they would have gone otherwise.
Yeah. So you basically would answer the same as Rupa.
Absolutely. I always had this passion as a kid. I was reading these kinds of books in the library when other kids were playing outside. I was reading these alternative health books. And so I was always into this.
Mm. And Mani, I want to thank you so much for joining us as well and sharing your story and sharing your children with us as well.
Thank you so much, Richie.
I want to encourage you to look up charicenter.com. If you're in the Central Coast area, if you're Los Angeles, wherever you might be, if you're coming to the Central Coast, stop, check the website out, give them a call, stop in, say hello. Again, it's charicenter.com. And again, the address here in Santa Barbara is 1215 De La Vina. And if you ask somebody where that is, they will be able to tell you. By the way, real quickly, you remember the first day that I came? I could not remember the address. I knew it was where it was, and I went on one side of the street, and which was the correct side, and I said, no, it's got to be the other side. So I crossed the street, and then it's like, where is it? I called, I think, what was it, two or three times, Mani? I could not find your place. That is where I was beforehand. And it's not because I've been there so many times now that I know where it is, but I didn't have the clarity for some reason. I didn't trust. It was very interesting. So thank you.
Thank
sure.
you, Richard.
Sure. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan, and you've been listening to Tell Me Your Story. Again, my guests are Rupa, Deepak, and Mani Chari, and the Chari Center, charicenter.com. Join us again next Saturday as we come your way with new paradigms for a new world. We are giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And we encourage you to tune in every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Go to our website. And until next Saturday, love to Lal.